Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables this morning on Blog Talk Radio. It's absolutely an honor and a pleasure to serve God in such a wonderful way. And it's painless, you know, painless, just wonderful to get up on Saturday morning, be able to listen to the Holy Spirit and have Him just tell you, this is what I want you to do. And just be glad in it. You know, there's so many other things that I could have been doing this morning, like in the hospital, you know, could have been anywhere, dead. I believe that when I leave here, I believe that I'm going to heaven. That I believe. But I believe that there's a lot of work here for God, for me to do, that God has asked me to do. And because of my sluggishness and hesitation and wanting to do some of what Bessie wants and this, that, and the other, you know, I don't feel that I've accomplished what He has sent me here to do. So I feel like I got a lot of work to do, and I just thank God for giving me another day to chip away at some of the things that He asked me to do, and one is this radio program. We've been on the air now pretty much 9 years or so, and it is awesome just to know that I've stuck with something that long. I'm telling you, you know, every Saturday morning. And I can guarantee you, I probably missed out of all of the entire 9 years, maybe 8 or 9 shows. And that's basically because either I'm working somewhere or in a position where I'm speaking and can't really do the show. So I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, audience. It is absolutely a pleasure to have you with me this morning. And before I get into so much of what I'm doing, let me give thanks to the Father. Father God, this morning I come before You and all the mothers and daughters around the world. And we just come together, Father. You say we're two or more gathered that You are in the midst. And Father God, we are not just bodies. We have a spirit in these bodies, and we're connected spiritually. And I feel that I'm connected to every mother and daughter around the world. And Father God, with that, I come with the Holy Spirit bearing witness in the name of Jesus Christ that I ask that You would touch us, Father God, touch our hearts, our minds, touch our bodies that we can be in order with Your word and what You would have us to do, Father God. You know, we are trying to figure it out. You know, we're in this tussle, this war between good and evil, and knowing that we are choosing life and holding on to that as closely as we possibly can, because anyone that have chosen Jesus Christ have chosen life, Father God. And I just ask You this morning to touch us so that we become the mothers and daughters that will grow up a whole new generation, the generation that You're looking for, Father God, that Your word, the word of that Jesus Christ came and placed on this earth will travel throughout the world, that each human will be able to hear and to be introduced to You, Father, and know that You are their creator. So I pray for my strength, the strength of every mother and daughter, and being that including fathers and sons, because there's only one way to get to You, Father, and I believe that is through Jesus Christ. And just as You told me, there's only one way in order for a human to get into the earth. It has to be through a woman, whom later we call mother. So I thank You this morning, Father. I pray for our strength. I pray for that we just come together and bind together as one unit of love. And through that unit of love, we will reproduce humans that are filled with love and living in a loving world, creating a whole new generation that will know that you are God and Jesus Christ is your Son and the Holy Spirit is your Holy Spirit that dwells among us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, that is our role. Our role is to, as women, to be mothers. You may not have birthed a child. That doesn't give you an escape, because there is a spirit in you. There is a spirit in every woman to nurture. It is innate. It is a part of the whole creation of woman. We have that spirit that will just draw us to nurture someone. And a lot of times, most women that if you're married or have been married and even just been in a relationship with the opposite sex, you know, you just have something about you that you want to nurture. And most men say, oh, you're just smothering me. She's just so smothering. Every time I turn around, she just, where are you going? What you doing? Da, 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 da. No, it's not that you want to be nosy. It's that nurturing thing in you. And women sometimes don't realize we have to control that, because we are always the one want to care and want to make sure people are safe. And it's just a part of who we are. And then sometimes I know some of us just overplay it. And a lot of times when men ask me, they say, well, you know, Dr. Fletcher, I just want you to tell me, what is it? And it seems like that the women in my life are just crowding me. And I use the example of a gentleman. I did a mother and daughter conference, and the ladies went back. A lot of them had worked for the state. And they went back to the office, and he was talking about it on that Monday morning. And the gentleman, which was their boss, overheard them. So he asked them about what they were talking about, and they told him about the conference, and they were so excited. Around about Thursday, he called me. And he said, you know, I know you do mothers and daughters, he said, but I was just wondering. He said, now I heard them coming back, everybody's so excited, and they had all these. Because we do not just, I'm not just talking and spilling out information. It's a practical thing. You have to go home and do something. You're going to do something in the conference. You practice in there. There's certain techniques that you get inside the conference, and then you have assignments when you leave. And then you know how to, we work on one situation. And when you work on that one situation and you see the results of that one situation inside the conference, then I tell you, take those same skills and apply them to any other situation. It could be a situation with a coworker. It could be a situation with your husband, your boyfriend. It could be a situation with a neighbor or a friend. It's the same principle. It's how to communicate, but how to reconnect and how to bond when you feel like the bond has been separated. So then he asked me, he said, I just want to ask you one question. He says, I have a wife, and then I have five daughters, and, you know, I can't get any peace. I don't care where I go. I can't watch the golf on television. I can't watch nothing. They're just hanging around. They're just talking. And I can't get into peace. Is there anything you can tell me? And so I'm thinking, you know, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, tell him that he needs to spend quality time with them and give them each their time slot. Because that's what I teach in the conference, is that, you know, you have to go and have a date with your daughter. Quality time. No television, radio, cell phones, nothing. Just some time that's just the two of you just sitting there. I tell them, if you don't do nothing, go to the park and sit up and look at each other. If you don't even talk, just sit there. Because there's something about that energy between the two of you. If you keep doing it, eventually something's going to happen. Just keep doing it. Somebody's going to talk. Somebody's going to break, because you cannot be in the same energy space which you came out of and not have a response. So I told him, I said, well, what you do is that you give each one of your daughters at least an hour. Just take that time for an hour and say, this Wednesday night at from 7 to 8 is your time. Once they are assigned a slot, and then you tell your wife, after 9 o'clock every night, baby, that's your time. Okay, now she's satisfied. She don't have to worry because it's a competition when there's all women and one man in the house. So then she has her slot, and she knows after 9 o'clock the kids bed, you know, then that's our time. Not saying you're not having time in the middle of the day, but I'm talking about that quality time. And I said, well, try that. And about 3 weeks, I'm telling you, that guy called me back, and he said, you know what? I got so much time on my hand, I don't even know what to do. I said, well, isn't that what you want? He said, I thought that's what I wanted. But he said, nah, nobody bothers me. And everybody is just, I said, no, because they have their own time. They don't have to compete for you. You're the king in the house, and they don't have to compete because everybody has a slot of time. So I just wanted to say that this morning, that, you know, we have to have an allotted time. And so on Saturday mornings when I get up, this to me is my time to nurture. This is, it, to me, I don't even know who's out there on the radio. Numbers pop up on the board. A lot of times I don't even see. A lot of the numbers can't come up because it only holds so many numbers. And I get messages from people, and it says, yeah, I heard the radio show, and it was good, and I was, you know, on it. And I was like, really? You know, I don't have no way of knowing. But you always just got to do it unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, and he will make sure whomever he feels that need to hear the message will get to them. Now, that was not on my list for this morning, but undoubtedly that's what God wanted me to say. We definitely have to have that quality time. And it's going to tie back into the message. You know, I don't write these things, and I don't produce it. I just sit back and relax and close my eyes and let the Holy Spirit speak. I want to say thank you to my co-host this morning, Cynthia Oliver, this morning. She's not with us. Cynthia this morning is with her family, and we want to send some love out to Al, her husband, who had open-heart surgery yesterday, who is my best bud. It's just awesome that God moved. God's hands moved. And he had a successful surgery on yesterday. And also, God's hands moved on Cynthia this week. Not only was her husband in the hospital, she ended up in the hospital too. And so it's just been two or three weeks of things just going on and on and on and on and on. But I tell you, the devil cannot win. Victory is ours, says the Lord. And so we stand with that, and we believe that. And so this morning, let's see, I'm going to go to the switchboard here. I see Deborah on this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am fine. I am fine. Thank you for being on this morning. Audience, anybody out there that wants to participate, just click one. We'll be glad to have you come on and share your comments as the Lord touch your heart. Yeah, I just want to say good morning to Cynthia this morning and Al, because, you know, they went through some challenges this week, and it's just been awesome. And I went through it, and anybody else that around them, they went through it. It's just been touch and go, but we believed God, and Al came out on the other end. I don't know if you were familiar with that Al had open heart surgery yesterday.
No, it's the first I heard.
He was in the hospital last week. Yeah, and then they found out there was something wrong with his valves, and they ended up having to do open heart surgery like immediately. So, but everything turned out well. The doctor said he was doing well yesterday, so. Just want to put that out there. Thank everybody for their prayers and standing, you know, with Cynthia and her family. Mm-hmm. So how are you this morning?
I'm great. I tell you, I was sitting here. I was on time, but I was late because I missed Ryan and went on Groupon. And I said, I got 3 minutes, you know, and I got stuck on looking on a shirt that says Choose Life. And when I heard you say that, and you said it twice, and I said, Lord, I thank you, because I wanted to buy a shirt for somebody, a young girl, and you then you start talking about you, maybe you're not a mother, but you got them mother, you know, inside. And so I was just went there for a minute. But I tell you, God got away, because I was saying this morning, Lord, I got a full day. I got four episodes back to back, whatever they is, they back to back. And I want to try to take one out. So I said, I can't take out the Lord's work. I got to go on the radio. I can't take that out, but I can take out the meeting behind the Lord's work. And then I do an Uber. It's funny, I do Uber, only got one customer. But it'd be worth it. I only go four blocks by $30, you know what I mean? So I got to do my little Uber.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. You know, I tell you, it's amazing. We do have our assignments, but then we have choices. We have choices, and we have to choose. And the decision that we make is the reaction that we get, you know. And so that's why he said, I present before you life and death. And then he says, but I suggest, I'm paraphrasing that you choose life, you know. So, I mean, how are you going to miss that? You know what I mean? I'm not going to leave it for chance. I'm going to suggest that you choose life. And so, and all that we do, you know, we have to put God first, and that's life, you know. Well, I thank you for choosing us this morning. I really, really do. And there is the mother. And God will always send you an answer. I never know. When I get up on Saturday morning and I'm talking, I, you know, usually my eyes are closed and I'm just relaxing and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak. And sometimes I'm like, wow, okay, what is this, you know. And then when he kept saying choosing life, I had no idea that was a message for you this morning. You know, somebody might say, well, that wasn't a very powerful message. Oh, yes, it was. You were making a decision. You saw the words choose life. I said it twice, and that was a confirmation. So that's three times that you saw that. So what does that tell you?
Things that's going to be.
To go ahead and get that shirt. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's choose life.
It had three shirts. It has choose love, choose life in the middle, and choose wine. And you know, and the wine, and you know, and the love. No, I'm solo, but that, I mean, I got the other kind of love, Bali love. But you know, and choose life, just like right there, like yes, Lord, choose life. We choose life, all the other things will come. You know, and somebody asked me a question the other day about relationships, and say, so you just not going to date? You not going to do nothing? I said, I am so happy alone. I always been alone. I had some flares up in my life, but I really always been alone. I just love my own space. I ain't got to worry about if I'm cheating. I ain't got to worry about if I'm lying. I ain't got to worry about if I, you know, faking it. I just want to love me now, you know. And you know, yes, I get lonely and want somebody to watch a movie with me, but it comes and goes, the spell. The thought come about time the loneliness come, it's gone in 10 minutes. So if I could just hold on, it's gonna pass through. You know, so I don't know what God has me for me down the line, but I ain't looking. Yeah, they looking, but I ain't looking. I said, Lord, knock me down, wait, let me know. You gotta let me know, Lord. You know. choose life, and you know, I'm just excited about, I tell you, I'm just in a good space since I've been out of school. No pressure, no stress, no just, you know, even though I'm going up for the orthopedic trauma Thursday, and I remember my mind, let them go in the leg. I had it before, so arthroscopic surgery. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying now, you know, I'm just enjoying now. And I said, Lord, I think I've had a pretty good attitude, Lord, going through, you know.
Yeah, and it's going to be just fine. We're going to stand with you, too. We're going to stand with you. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to come back to you in a little bit, and I'm going to talk about what the Lord has placed in my heart, and then we're going to come back and have a discussion.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, audience, you know, it's amazing. I was talking about choosing life, and Deborah was talking about she was looking at something and trying to make a decision, and one was says choose life. So, you know, it may seem like, well, that's, you know, oh, God works in mysterious ways. It's just amazing how he will come and bring you a message. He will bring it to you. Look for it. Look for it. It's there. Don't get so caught up in the whys. Just keep your eyes open and look at everything. And then just ask the question. That's why you say ask, seek, knock. You're going to get the answer. These are certain things and certain principles that God has out there. It's not going to change. That's why it says he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If you ask, you're going to get an answer. If you seek for something, you're going to find it. Holy Spirit is going to show it to you. If you knock on a door, that door is going to open. See, and that works when you're doing it from the good side, and that works when you're doing it from the bad side. And you know, we've knocked on some doors. And, you know, and don't put on your holy, roly kind of attitude right now. Let's just be honest. We all have knocked on some doors that we shouldn't have knocked on. And when that door opened, we were on the other side of the truth. And we had to pray and ask God to get us out of that door. Come on now. Think about just one time that you knocked on a door that you think now, had I not knocked on that door, what would have happened in my life? But you know what? No matter what door you knock on and no matter what door opens, God is still waiting on the other side. He's going to be there when you call his name, when you ask, Father God, I need some help. Help me. He's just waiting on you. But see, you have to seek. You got to seek within your own mind and your heart and your soul and your spirit. Seeking ain't just reading. Seeking is seeking within. And you got to seek within yourself to even get enough nerve sometimes to go to God, because the enemy will make you think that you're not worthy, you're not good enough to go to God. But you seek and you'll find something. You'll hear a word from somebody. You may hear a word this morning on this radio program. The word that will allow you to say, you know what? If Dr. Bessie could get through that, I know I can get through that. If Deborah can get through that, I know I can get through that. If Cynthia can get through that, I know I can get through that. See, that's all we do. We share our testimony just so that the testimony, the goodness of God, may be a blessing to someone on the air. And it may not be someone that's on here right at this moment, but I guarantee you, these radio programs are on my Facebook. They're out there on all the media. My daughter have them out there. People are looking at them. They go back. People come. They listen to them. In the archives, they go, and the numbers are high. They listen to them when they have a chance. So I don't know who's all out there, and it's not my business to know. My business is to do what the Lord has asked me to do, is get up on Saturday morning, set my little butt right here in this chair, set up this system, and just let the Holy Spirit speak to whomever he wants to speak to. And for that, I say again, good morning. I have good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. So sit back, relax, like I tell you, get your pen and paper, and let's have a discussion. Write down, even if you don't click one to talk, just write it down, little things that have come to your mind, and just study on it. Go to the Bible, you know, you can go to Google and just Google whatever it is that comes up to you. You know, what did God say about this? And I'm telling you, you know, Google will tell you. It'll take you right straight to a Bible study. Gateway is a good one. Bible Gateway, anything you want to know, just ask. It'll pop it right up. And you don't have to worry about going through the Bible, trying to find it, being a Bible scholar. I'm not a Bible scholar. That's my thing. I want to know something, I go to Google right there, Bible Gateway, put it in there, just a simple question, and all the Bible verses come up. Then you just go from there, and God will start speaking to you. So our stimulating topic today is, what do you do, mothers and daughters, after you've seen the blessing? Now, what do you do after you've seen the blessing? Because, and the reason you say, okay, well, why is it that topic? A couple weeks ago, this thing is kind of running in a sequence. And the Holy Spirit, not kind of, it is running into a sequence, and it's designed by the Holy Spirit. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about what happens after you get an understanding. mothers and daughters. See, what happens after you get an understanding, when you get the understanding and you get the wisdom and the knowledge, then what happens? What happened after that? And then we got to last week, we were talking about the unseen blessings for mothers and daughters. And that was so, it was such an awesome show. I mean, I when I got off, when the radio, the music was going on, I was still on the radio saying, you know, let's just, we just took it out on a high with that music. The unseen blessings. There's so many unseen blessings that we just don't see how many times God has saved us. Don't go now. Hold you back. You can't find your keys, and you're thinking, well, why can't I find my keys? Lord, it just, and what we do, a lot of times, is Satan, get thee behind me. We give Satan too much darn credit. Get thee behind me. Satan, don't do this. When it's really the Holy Spirit that's holding you back to keep you from being on the road at a certain time. Because when you allow God and say, God, I want to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you really mean that, then you got to be in tune to that. You know, because the Holy Spirit, we don't see the Holy Spirit. This, it's not a tangible person that we can see. We've never seen God. We've never seen Jesus. We read about people that have seen Jesus, but today we have never seen Jesus. Everything is unseen. But yet it is so well felt in our spirit that you know that God exists. It's a spiritual connection. It's an unseen thing. Just to breathe in air, you don't see the air. But you know if you can't get that air in your body, you're going to die. That's simple. The blood that's pumping in your body, you don't see it. You know it's moving because of what you've studied, but you don't. You can't unzip your body and look inside. Yeah, you can go to surgery and they can do it, but 9 times out of 10, when they're doing that, you ain't going to see it because you've got to be asleep or you die in the meantime with them trying to cut you open. So, you know, I'm not trying to be graphic, but let's just be real. Most things in our life are unseen. But yet we spend so much time on the things that we see in rejoicing in a car, a house, you know, building, some clothes, those little things that you call money, get your Federal Reserve note. There's no such thing as money. There is no money. You didn't see nothing called money. Money is a nickname for Federal Reserve notes. But when we see those, we get so excited. We think, ooh, we have arrived because now I got $1,000. And I am today, I don't know what I might do. I might go buy this, that, and the other. See, tangible things. Why get excited over something that's already created? See, why are you getting excited about something that's already created? God wants you to be excited for the unseen, the things that have not been created, the things that he's placed in you to create, to bring into this world that may be a blessing to somebody else. How many times do you hear people say, oh, I'm blessed to be a blessing? Really? That's all I'm going to say. Really? Are you really blessed to be a blessing? Think about it. Can you be blessed to be even a greater blessing? Of course you can. Because there's something in each of us that we have not really dug into yet. We haven't gotten to the depths of that thing that God has placed in us to birth into this world. That's why we keep seeking. That's why we're not comfortable. We know there's something else in us to come out. We know there's another baby there inside that want to be born, and then we got to fight the enemy because he's going to tell you, well, you know, you're not good enough to do that, or you can't do that. And you try to tell somebody, you tell your friend, tell your best friend, and then she, oh girl, please, I've done that, or so and so and so tried that and it didn't work, and then it's like, bam, shut you down, And then you go like a dog with his tail between his legs and you crawl over to the corner and you just sit there all beaten down thinking that your girlfriend loves you so much that she's going to pump you up and make you feel good. It's hard to find people that will make you feel good about your ventures. That's why you have to be very careful with whom you share what God has placed in your heart. Because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And when it's unseen, it's hard to believe. We can believe in anything that we see because it's already created. It's already birthed. You can believe in the sun because you see it. You believe that the sun's going to come up every morning, even though one day it may not come up. But you believe that because every day of your life, the sun has come up, the moon has come, the daylight shines, the night comes in, the darkness, certain things. The air you breathe, you don't have to think about it. It just happened. You don't have to think about the intro conversations in your head. They are just there. It just happens. It just, you know, you're having conversations within your own head. You're talking to God, someone you haven't even seen, but you believe. That's why you say you walk by faith and not by sight, because you believe. You have to believe it in order to receive it. But the unseen greatness that's in you, that's lying dominant, can you believe that God has put it in you and you want to birth that baby? You have to believe that in order for it to be birthed. Nothing happens without faith. You can't wait on Dr. Bessie to believe in the baby that God placed in you. I can't wait on you to believe in the baby that God placed in me. I got to believe and I got to be in contact with God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I got to believe that Jesus had prepared the way to make all things possible. And Father, the Father sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me through the journey. I got to believe that. That's the only way that I'm going to achieve what I was sent here to achieve. I do not want to end up in front of the Father, standing there, looking at him like a deer with headlights, saying, I was going to finish it, but, you know, see, I had something to do on Saturday morning because my friends wanted me to go with them here, and I did go to church, though. I went on Sunday, and no, I didn't go every Wednesday night because, you know, I have my television show on Wednesday night, and maybe I should have helped Miss Mary next door, but, you know, it seemed like Miss Mary's so aggravating, Lord. I tried to do the best I can. I don't want to stand before God with a whole bunch of excuses. How's that going to look? Someone who creates you, someone who breathed breath into you, someone who gave you life, someone who's kept you healthy, someone who's fed you, someone who has given you his only begotten son, someone who took 39 stripes on his back, someone that was beaten, abused, punched, spit on, slapped, drugged, hung, nailed, bled. For you to come before the Father with an excuse? So when he says, get thee away from me, I don't know you. But Lord, yes, you do. I fed the hungry. I gave clothes to people who didn't have clothes. And Father, I did this, that, and other. Yeah, but I don't know you. He didn't say, I don't know your works that you did. He said, I don't know you. That's the unseen. That's the time that you spend with God that nobody knows but you and God. That's what he wants. How many times did you set the time, set your clock, that you made sure that you didn't miss me, that you made sure that we had a date, quality time. I can't even tell you how many dates I have set in a day with God. I'm not trying to be all that and a bag of chips for you. Simply, I don't care if you believe me or not, because it's between God and myself. But I make a point that we meet at a certain place. Now, if you're dating some man and he said, babe, we're going to meet around the corner at so-and-so at 7 o'clock, you'd be dressing, putting on lipstick, combing your hair, and brushing up, making sure everything's right. Yeah. Why can't you do that for God? Why can't you have a date with God? Why can't you have a time that you and God meet? Like that song, Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a good thing going on. I know y'all relate to that. I mean, she said, yeah, okay, I remember that, doctor. I said, yeah. Why can't it be me and God? We got a good thing going on. Let the unseen have a place in your life. And that brings us to today's topic. What do you do, mothers and daughters, after you've seen the blessing? The unseen are the many blessings that you've seen. It's the grace and mercy that God bestows upon you. It's the angels that he set beside you and say, walk with her, watch her. Don't let nothing come near her dwelling. Don't even let her toe touch the rock. Let's, you know, pick her up. Don't let him come near. But you have to believe that. And even when we are challenged, it's to build your faith. Because you got to believe. And when a challenge comes my way, I said, nah, that's not what God said. No, he said, by his stripes I'm healed. And that's what I'm going to believe. The enemy, God showed me. It's like you in this, picture yourself in a circle. And the light is beaming down from heaven upon you. And it's one circle, and you're in the middle of that circle. The more of the word of God and the more time you spend with God, the broader your circle, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, the enemy is in the darkness. That's his job. He can't come into the light. He cannot come into the light. Just remember that. And it's up to you to decide how large your circle is going to be. The more you spend quality time with God, the more you get into the word, the more wisdom and understanding that you get, the more your light shines. But when a light shines bright, it shines outward. But if you're not, if you just got saved and you're just holding on to that, and you go to church and you come back, you don't read your Bible, you're not spending time with God, then you got a little light around you. That means the devil can project. He can't come in your light. But he can come a lot closer to you. He can come a lot closer to you because your light is not extended that far. And even when your light is extended out, that sucker's going to run around the borders of that darkness, and he's going to project his voice, and he's going to say to you, you know, that ain't working for you. That ain't, God didn't say that. God ain't going to do that for you. God, you think God told you that? And he'll make you think he's standing right there in your ear, but he is not nowhere close to me. Because I know my light shines bright and far. You have to decide. You know where your light is. No one has to tell you that. And I know everything that he projects and try to make me think that he's close to me, I know he's not close to me because God is not a man to lie. He said, I will not let him come near your dwelling. So, what do you do after the blessing? After you prayed, and in many cases, as we all have often done, you know, we beg God. When we want something done, we just beg God over and over again. God, can you help me, God? Oh, God, the doctor said I got this. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, God. Oh, we get holier than thou. But yesterday, we was at the club backing it up. Went to the doctor today. Now we just, you know, here we go. And God is there. Don't get me wrong, he's waiting on you. He allowed things to happen. Because if he didn't
didn't allow things to happen to us, we would never, most of us would have never gone to God because we'd have been just okay. If we didn't have that situation happen in our lives, we would probably be right there doing the same thing. But we had an encounter. We had an encounter with the darkness, the evil. And we wanted to run to the light, asking God to heal us, to bless us. Lord, if you just get me out of this situation, Lord, if you get me out of this situation, I promise you, Lord, I won't do this again. How many times have we said that? I know I've said that, Lord. But I can tell you one thing. Whatever I ask God to help me get out of, Bessie has not gone back to that because I'm too scared of God. I'm not going to play with God and ask him to get me out of a situation, and he helped me get out of that situation, and I go back in that situation. Now, I may make some other mistakes, but you can guarantee your life I am not going back down to that road again. Because I feel if I go back to what I've asked God to help me get out of, it's not going to go well for me. I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to experience that particular situation. You know the times when you couldn't sleep, you wake up scared, and the enemy make you think I'm right there. And, of course, if your light is small, see, that's what you got to know. If your light is small, he is close to you. He can't get to you. But he's close to you, and he'll make you so scared that you feel like your heart is going to jump out of your body. Sometimes you just don't know what to do. People have gone insane with too many conversations going on in their head. See, the intro conversation can be so powerful, and you can have hundreds of intro conversations going back and forth. It will override, and it will flip the switch to sanity, to insanity. And all of a sudden, you just looking and staring at a wall because you've done what? You didn't know how to manage. He wants to overload you. That's the way he gets to you. He don't care about your body. He cares about your mind because your mind is your soul. He's here to steal your soul and to destroy your soul. It's to overwhelm you with intro conversations that you cannot handle, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's like a switch box. You know, your lights go out and you say, the breaker, let me go to the breaker box and flip it back on. You got to go to God to flip it back on. No one can renew your mind but God. So don't get so far away from God that you can get overload and your breaker box switch, because it can take years to get to where back on the track to where you're supposed to be. We've all gone off track. But because of the hands of God in our life, we've been able to get back on track. And again, the topic is, what do you do at the blessing? Do you go back to business as usual? Or maybe you will share your blessings with your close friends or your family or a coworker, and you're excited for a day or two. Oh, yeah, when you go to the doctor, and doctor says, you know what, I don't know what happened. It seems like, you know, it was here. There was a spot here. But we took the x-ray again, and there's no spot. You say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you get your happy dance on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Lord, thank you. And you go and you tell somebody, and you just go on. And 2 days later, you back to business as usual. Or maybe you even share the blessings with your close friend and family member, and then they remind you a couple of days, girl, how you feeling today? You know, you'll go back into that memory box again and say, oh, Lord, God is so good. God, I just thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I promise you I'm going to do this, and I promise you I'm going to do that. And, Lord, I tell you, I'm going to stay away from that man because I know that man wasn't good enough for me. Lord Jesus, I know I wasn't right, Lord. I did this and I did that. Oh, yeah, promises, promises, promises. Give yourself 2 weeks. If you're not in the Word of God and if you're not focusing on where your light is, if you're not having quality dates with God, then eventually you'll be sucked back out of that small area of light into the shadows, the grayness, the gray area. You know, see, there's a gray area before you get to the darkness. And that gray area, we can justify why we're doing it. You know, I did it because, yeah, I wouldn't have done it if they hadn't. You know, well, that's why I did it. You know, normally I wouldn't have. Lord, you know, that was, he said, do not do evil for evil. So now we in the gray area, just living in the gray area. One leg halfway in the dark and one leg halfway in the light part of the gray. And we just living and playing with God. And then we just wait until something else happens. And then what we do? We try to pull that leg from the dark side, and we try to get as close to the light as we possibly can. And then we call on God again. And a lot of times, he comes right back. He's always there waiting. But then, there's that one time that he might say, you know what? I'm going to let you go through this. I'm going to see if you really mean what you say this time. Keep in mind, God is not your servant. You are God's servant. He created you for his own pleasure. You didn't create God for your pleasure. He created you for his pleasure. So when he blessed you, he extends his grace and mercy upon you because you didn't do anything to deserve it. We don't do anything in our works that deserves a blessing, that deserves mercy and grace. Nothing. It's because of Jesus that we are extended grace and mercy. And how dare we dishonor God, dishonor Jesus, and dishonor the Holy Spirit for something that we see, that we want, that's already existing. If it's already existing, it's not your creation. You didn't create it. But you got something in you that no one else has but you. And are you going to sit for the rest of your life and wait till someone can give you approval? What are they going to think? What are they going to say? They're going to think I'm crazy. That's when you have to pull yourself away. And that's when you have to go into your small circle. You have to cut people back. I had to cut people back out of my life. Because, you know what? I love them so much that I'm not going to allow them to crowd into my intro conversations. I got enough things I'm dealing with on my own. I can't afford to love someone so much that I allow them into my intro conversations. That's going to block me from doing what God has asked me to do. The longer we hesitate, the longer it takes for us to get to that place that God's trying to bring us to. And some people never get there. They die because what? They love their friends and their coworkers and their neighbors and their family. They love them better than they love God. Because if you are not doing what God asks you to do, and you're doing what your friends and neighbors and cousins and everybody else want you to do, then you love them better than you love God. Then you have an idol God. God said, put me first. And that's before your children. God is before my daughter, whom I love with all my heart. My grandkids, I would move the sun and the moon for, if I could. My son-in-law, you know, that's my immediate family. But God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit come before any of them. They have no place they can put me. They already created. God created them. I'm looking for the unseen. I'm looking for the miracle that God placed in me to bring into the earth, to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And until I get that, I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm still working very hard to keep myself in a place that God can say, you know what? I think she's ready. As I told God, I don't want to leave here, God, without completing what you sent me here for. I do not want to leave here. And I ask you to extend my time, renew, restore whatever you have to do I want to be your servant. I want to be the best servant that I can be. I want to be the person that when I stand before you, you can say, hey, Bessie, how are you? You know my name. You know my name. You know the dates that we had. You know what you told me, things that I can't tell anybody else. You know what you've shown me that I cannot show or share with other people. You know me. That's what I'm working on. He doesn't have to do anything for us. He does it because he loves us. He forgives us. And when he forgives you and he bless you and extend grace and mercy, now what do you do? How long are you going to continue to play with God? If you ask for forgiveness and return to the same sin, he says, like a dog returning to his vomit. Come on now. So that's why he told the lady at the well, the Samaritan woman, he said, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but you can go to John 4:4, and you can read it for yourself. He'll tell you, go and sin no more. Jesus said that. That means you're free, you've been healed. Go and sin no more. So that's what I'm going to say. It's not easy. If it was easy, we'd all just do it. The challenge of life, we are challenged. That's why I said choose life. When you choose life, life is going to be much better for you. Not that it's going to be easy, but I can guarantee you, he'll hear you. He'll move, and you'll see it every time. Everything I ask God for, he does it. I tell my daughter, I said, you know, when we come together and we pray, I know and believe in my heart, and every time God has done it. Not that I'm great. It's because of my time, my date with him. I've never shared this with anybody, and I hope you take this and have a date with God. I don't know why he allowed me to share this morning. And like I said yesterday, been doing it for years. But he allowed me to share this today. So somebody out there needs to hear this. He wants you to date him. Now I'm going to go back to the switchboard. Wow. Good morning, Deborah, again.
Good morning.
Wow. That's the take. God wants us to date him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish. I'm just waiting.
No, I was saying that, you know, I thought we were talking about what you're going to do after the blessing, but really the message in my spirit was to share with them how you date me. I'm telling you, you've never been in such a space until you've been on a date with God.
Wow. Tell you, I was just sitting here saying, how, you know, you do lose friends and you do lose a lot in the world, but it's nothing compared to what you gain, you know, with God and spending time mm-hmm. with God and getting to know God. And it's just like having a relationship with anybody else. God wants his time, too. And I tell God, slow me down sometime, you know, busy going to school, busy. Slow me down because if there's no God in my life, there's no substance in any other area of my life. And it's like you need the water to live. You need oxygen to live. You need God to live and have a life that's wholesome and you know, of good contents, you know. And I just like you stole my line with the go back to the vomit thing, you know, and I wanted to say that, but you already said it, and I say that to the ladies.
Say it anyway.
I say that to the ladies all the time. I say, you know, I believe that God allow us to go through certain things so that He could come and show the world that. With me, all things are possible. I got to have a problem so I can show the world or I can show you when you tell the world that I'm able to solve the problem. If you don't have a problem, you ain't going to go to God. So he allows us to have situations, because if we don't have situations, why would we seek God? Why would we even seek a solution if we don't have a problem? There's got to be some problems. People think you get saved and it's just peaches and cream and you don't never have no problems. And no, don't believe the hype. No, you have life still show up, but that you have a confidence in God. Mm-hmm. You have faith once you build that relationship. See, I know that God done did. He done did a lot of things, not just thing with the prison, the things with the drugs, the things with the school. He keep doing things that, you know, I could bring my testimonies up to date, in other words. I ain't still talking about what he did in 1996. What have he done for me lately? He made me come through, he brought me through these classes, and I was on the point of, you know, I had contemplated, you know, dropping out of school. When I said, who drops out of school and they're honor roll students? Who does that? And so the question was on my brain, you know, with that managerial accountant and the finance accountant the semester before. Very, very challenging. And when you try to do it with integrity, it's complicated. You got to have God mm-hmm. if you do it with integrity, you know, doing it right when the teacher ain't looking and turning in papers that's yours. And so he's kept me. I've been an honorary student since the second semester. 5 years straight. That's God, because I ain't never got an A in nothing. So what have you done for me lately? 4.0, just came off of 4.0. I thought I was going to be repeating some classes. I was telling my counselor that I might need a couple more dollars. But, you know, he said, if you believe, you receive. You know, and he said, mm-hmm. just don't come to me like Santa Claus. And so I tell myself, come in from work, I'm tired, spend time with God. Leave your Bible on the couch. Stop putting it on the shelf there, because then you're out of sight, out of mind. Put it right there. Mm-hmm. So you know you need to read. Mm-hmm. You read. Mm-hmm. And so the other night I had an awesome time in the Lord, and I couldn't get enough. I had I was listening to Juanita Binder, and then I had Jasmine. Somebody came on YouTube, and I was just so hungry. I said, Lord, I want you to give me that appetite back when I first got saved. I wanted everybody to be saved. I wanted everybody to love God. I wanted everybody to live right. I wanted to tell people everywhere I went, Jesus, Jesus. They say she's just a Jesus freak. All she talk about is God. Everything out of her mouth. Hey, what's wrong with that? You know, and so I asked God mm-hmm. to give me that back. You know, been around the block in a couple situations. Help me, Lord, because that's worth talking about. I'm running out of time. I don't know how much mm-hmm. longer, but I know that I'm running out of time. He's coming soon, you know. And so mm-hmm. Tuesday night, I was in here, and I couldn't get enough of the word. I was just searching certain reputable ministers that I feel anointed of God on, and looking them up and listening to an hour here and 55-minute sermons. And I was just like, oh, my God, I just love this. You know, being saved and living for the Lord and trying to live holy and try to, you know, it's not easy. Everybody talking. I was just thinking how on my job, you know, on one side of this department, you know, we got the Holy Ghost going on over there. They got Satan saying anything, any kind of way, no professionalism. I'm saying, my God. But I just say, Lord, you know, fix them. They got to come to know you. They know not what they do. They act a certain way because they don't know no better. Teach them, Lord. Let me be the light. Let me, you know. And so I say to them, I said, oh, you sang such a godly song when we had the program. I would love to hear you sing another song like that. I would love to see that thing that you had going on. You know, like to say, because this conversation you got going on here, yeah. You know, do what
I'm saying. We got another caller, too. On here.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to get them before we go up to. But Deborah, hold on 1 second. I'm going to leave you live. 1 second. Hello, caller. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. I didn't see the hit. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tia.
Hi, Tia. How are you?
I'm great. The message is really for me. I really greatly appreciate it. It just gave me a better insight of what's really going on. And really, when you spend time with God, it just really lets you know that he's always there, that he's got his hand out and waiting on us.
Yeah. Thank you. That is the truth. Because I'm telling you, when, and I appreciate you coming on. I know that took a lot for you to do that, and I appreciate it. I know that you're there on Saturday morning. Yeah, I appreciate that because, you know, the Lord showed me this morning, just share with them about your date. And I'm thinking, what? You know, so that's me and you, Lord. But, you know, God wants you to want to use us to bless somebody, and I'm glad it blessed you because you're a young lady. And if you get that right now, what Deborah and I are talking about this morning, you know, your life is going to change and you're going to do miraculous things. God's going to use you to do wonderful things in this world. So I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Yeah, that's a young lady, beautiful young lady too. She just graduated from high school.
Oh, wow.
Got beautiful influences in her life. She took a stand and decided, I'm going to do me. And I'm telling you, she's got good support in her life that helped her. So, like I say, we are mothers to daughters that we may not have birthed, but our role is to help them to be the best that they can be. That's our show for today, Deborah. I really, truly thank you. I appreciate you. But I just want to say something. I was going to let it go, but the Lord said, no, I told you to tell her. The Lord told me to tell you something when you were talking. He said, when you said, I asked the Lord to slow me down. And the Lord say, tell her, when she asked me to slow her down, you know, think about her knee. Because when you ask me to do something, I have to do something. You see? But you shouldn't have to ask me to slow you down. You slow yourself down. So think about that. And he brought up your knee. Because God is going to do what we ask. If we ask God, God, show me how to have patience. Then he got to give us a situation to learn how to have patience. If you say, God, slow me down, then he's going to have to do something to slow you down. How do you slow you down? Slow your walk. That's exactly what God showed me.
Jesus.
So I would tell you to repent and rescind that. It's not that it's a sin, not repent, just rescind. Lord, I take it back. And I will slow me down and give you the time. I don't need you to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does that make sense to you? That's what he said.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And watch and see. You may not even need that surgery next week when you go in there. You deal with that. You go into a date with God today, and you tell him, you know what, Lord, I rescind that. I didn't even know what I was saying.
Thank you, Lord.
So my leg, I'll slow down. I can do it for you. I don't need you to make me do it. I can do it for you.
Thank you, Lord.
See, words are so powerful. Words are so powerful.
Yes.
And we get what we say.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Because I was getting ready to say, well, I'll tell her. I did. I said, well, I'll tell her later. I'll call her off the air. And the Lord reminded me, no, you tell her right now.
Thank you,
Lord. But not only for you, it's somebody else out there in that audience can hear it. It's good for
me. Right. Right.
It taught me something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you received that. All right.
Thank you.
Watch and see. I bet you God is going to do something miraculous. Because now he's telling you that because he wants you to know to come to him so he can do it. Because that probably happened just out of the blue. Your knee, you have problems with your knee, and you don't know what happened. And then all of a sudden, because God, his word will not go void. Every word we speak is God's words. We didn't create any words. So words have power. That's why he said life and death is in the tongue. If you speak a word, you're going to get it. We speak negative or we speak something that is not positive, it's going to come. Even when we ask God, God cannot not do. He has to do what you ask him to do. He has to allow it. He don't want us to be in pain. He don't want us to go through, but we done talked ourselves into a situation.
Wow.
So when we come to him and say, God, I'm sorry, I repent, please forgive me, now he can move his hands. He can work on our behalf. He has to have permission from us to do it.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm taking that for myself.
Thank you.
Because even with my eyes and what I was going through, I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what I said or what I done, but I'm sorry. And I need you to get this up off of me. Because I know you didn't do it. It's something I said. Somewhere I was a little shifty in my words. No one is perfect. No one is going to do it all right. And even though he used us for great work, don't mean we're perfect people. All right. That's the word for the day.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray right now. Let me go on with it. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
All right, love you, Deborah. All right,
love you,
audience, I love you, audience. Thank you so very much for the show today. It has been awesome. Thank you, and may God bless you. And right now, I just want to say, God, with everyone that's listening this morning, God, I ask you just to anoint their hands, anoint their tongues, their feet, their mind, their eyes. Just let them be blessed, Father. Everything that they touch, be blessed this day. Let it come in from the east, the west, the north, the south, that your blessing just come upon them just for hearing the word, just for being obedient, just for coming to you and saying, Father God, right now, I love you and thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, that's our show. See you next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Call a friend. Tell them to join us. Bye-bye.